UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández. The white
night is breathing. Darkness is in the dust. Hello and welcome to this podcast hosted at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche. Today is not a normal day over here. Today is an amazing one because we have the opportunity to get to know colleagues from different countries. They are here with us taking part in the 4th International Erasmus Plus Staff Training Week at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche, which it has been scheduled by the Service of International Relations, Development Cooperation and Volunteerism of this university. How exciting does it sound, right? There is no time for wasting any time, so this is Asunción Niñoles speaking. Join us, let's start. The sun is already hit them. I'm learning from the past, I'm learning. Today, we might have broken a world record here at the studio because we are sitting at the recording desk with people from different nationalities. Actually, we are launching this podcast on the Radio UMH to meet and get to know better the colleagues that are visiting our university this week. So, as you may already know, if you follow this program, we will talk to very interesting people today. Okay, let's start. First of all, let's have a round of introductions. So please say your name and tell our listeners where are you from, which is your institution and what you are currently working on. So please, come on.
Dobro jutro, pozdrav na site. So good morning and morning. Greetings to everybody on Macedonian. I'm Risto Timovski. I come from North Macedonia at the Balkan Peninsula and me and my colleague Emma, we represent the Goce Delchev State University from Republic of North Macedonia.
Ah, thank you so much. Great. Come on.
Yeah, my name is George Lekatsas. I'm coming from University of Patras, Greece. And I am in the library as an IT staff. And do you want me to continue?
No, it's okay. It's okay for me. It's okay for me enough. Thank you so much for your comments.
Morning, I'm Domingos Carvalho. I'm from the Porto, the Faculty of the Engineer of Mechanical. Mm-hmm. I'm coordinator of the office.
You are the boss.
Yeah, I do things because I design product and machining products.
How fantastic.
My name is Boumaraf Belkacem. I'm from Algeria. My institution is the University of Biscra, localized in the north of the Sahara of Algeria. I'm a researcher and coordinator of an international project unit.
Mm-hmm. Great, thank you, cool.
Hello, I'm Nata Japiashvili. Originally, I come from Georgia, but now I live in Budapest, Hungary, and I work at Budapest Metropolitan University. My position is student success developer, and I share my opportunities between Erasmus and international relations and educational methodology and learning and teaching.
Fantastic. So, Martina, come on.
Hello, I come from Zagreb, Croatia, and I come from Faculty of Tourism and Management and also PR and Communication. And I'm head of those studies, and I teach language for specific purposes.
That's why you speak Spanish as me.
Pues no, pero sí hablo español un poquito.
Thank you so much for coming. Thank you for this an amazing starting point. So we know now a bit about you, but why did you choose this university for coming? Martina, let's start.
Bueno, es que nosotros, bueno, los estudiantes de, well,
maybe in
otra
English
lengua. our students from Croatia usually pick Spain as their destination for abroad. So I
clever choose, students.
Yeah, clever students. I think this is because of a similar lifestyle in Spain and in Croatia also.
Mediterranean lifestyle.
And the climate is similar. And I have never been to Elche, so I choose Elche as a UNESCO city of palm trees, and I enjoy it.
It's your first time, but maybe not the last one.
¿Cómo?
Is your first time here, but
here,
maybe...
first time, yes, but not the last one, yeah.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. So, tell me.
Yeah, so for me, first of all, it's very important to expand our international ties and attend the Erasmus Tough Week, not only for the University of Elche, but meet other colleagues as mm-hmm. well. But also Spain is very interesting to me. Like a couple of months ago, I have visited Basque country.
Oh,
and I visited Mondragon University mm-hmm. and Deusto University, and their ecosystem is amazing, how they are building in within the region. So I think this regional development is very interesting to observe and to see, and I thought it will be also nice to see what's happening in the other side of the Spain, because I think this build up with communication with the governments and municipalities and the universities are very interesting to understand how it works. So
yeah.
That's one of the reasons also why I'm curious about the internal processes.
Cool, thank you.
It's my first experience to visit Spain,
mm-hmm.
and I discover that not big difference between Sahara, where I came in, to the Elche with the most palm date.
Yeah,
it's a lot of palm. But
you feel at home.
We have yes, I am at home with 5 million. Subject of palm, I see that we are not big difference about only the body that are beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And which are your expectations for your visit?
Well, it's the first time in the Alps, but I know Spain because I'm Portuguese. I know a lot of cities like Benidorm, Valencia, yeah, north of Spain. It's the first time in the Alps. I like it. Very interesting city. But
great. What about my colleague?
A good campus, very very good campus, very interesting, very green. It's nice.
Thank you. And what about my colleague from Greece?
Okay, it is always a pleasure visiting Spain, and this is my third time visiting Spain.
Wow!
And always is a great opportunity to
meet
people. Where
did you go before?
I was in Madrid,
uh-huh.
Tenerife, and Granada.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third time
in
Elche.
Fantastic.
Okay. It's an opportunity for me to meet people from other countries and mm-hmm. Spanish people too. And, of course, the palm trees are great. And I already enjoy the visiting here and staying.
Great, cool. And why did you choose my university for this international week?
Unlike George from Patras, it's my first time in Spain.
Uh-huh.
Why Spain? Because of Spain.
Yeah.
Because of the sun and the sea and everything, but also your university.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a little bit bigger than ours, but mm-hmm. we wanted to make the comparison, to share mutual experience and bring the experience back to our country.
Mm-hmm. Miguel Hernández University of Elche has organized several activities and events around our institution. It is a busy, nice, and interesting program, I think so. Which one activity is the most interesting for you so far? Who wants to start? Martina, sorry.
I liked the outdoor activities that we
obviously,
have.
Obviously.
In this beautiful environment, it was very surprising for me. And actually, I experienced this campus of the campus on the of this big size
mm-hmm.
in the pretty small town. It's very interesting for me because
mm-hmm.
I come from the big city, and my University of Bern, is in the center of big city in Zagreb.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit opposite.
Okay.
For me?
Yeah.
Not only during the activities, but also outside the university.
Yes,
the
of course,
food.
Of course.
The food. I'm just eating without remembering the name of the food, and it's wonderful.
Spanish food is it's great.
I agree.
More things.
yesterday meeting the and listening to all the presentations from different universities, I think that's very valuable because we we don't only meet Elche and know about it, but also we meet other colleagues. And it was kind of nice to listen to everybody who is here, and we know who are here, and we can kind of exchange and communicate with them. So I think that was very good.
This is great and fruitful for for your research or your work or for your institutions in order to collaborate in the future with us, maybe. We know. So unfortunately, time is running out. So please let me encourage you to enjoy this fourth International Erasmus Staff Training Week at the Miguel Hernández University of Elche. I hope you had fun, and thank you again for sharing this time with us. And I wish you have fun in our country and with our folks. So thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you. The white night is breathing, darkness is in the dust. Well, time is over, so bye-bye to our listeners as well. It was a great pleasure to be with you here, believe me. So greetings from my friend Borja Cabrera, who is running the technical controls in this radio station, and also from me. It's Asunción Niñoles speaking from Radio UMH. Until next time.
UMH Podcast, el campus sonoro de la Universidad Miguel Hernández.